Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. With the ongoing trade crisis, low commodity prices, and the increasingly high cost of inputs, many Kentucky farmers are feeling the stress. Recently, the Hancock County Farm Bureau partnered with University of Kentucky Extension Service to host a seminar about farm stress. County President Joe Hagman says he understands.
A lot of times it's a generation thing. You know, your granddad started this, your dad started this, and then now you're here. And it's like there's a sense of pressure to keep things going. And, you know, and sometimes when it's not raining in July or it's raining too much in April, and there's a lot of stress to get that crop in and all that.
Hagman says one thing that's adding to the pressure is the ongoing trade negotiations with China and other countries.
We're taking a hit right now, but I look at it in the long run that, you know, people can't eat the steel, they can't eat the aluminum, they can't eat oil. At some point, they're going to have to come back to the table. And it is kicking us right now. And the people that are going to get hurt are the people that don't have storage or they have to move their grain. And, you know, we're going to have low prices. But I still believe that these prices are going to come back. They always do.
He adds their farm is a diversified operation.
We have about 880 acres that we own. A lot of it's in timber and pasture. About 250 of it's row crop. So we have row crop, corn and soybeans. We rent another about 1,600 acres. And we run cattle. So we have about 120 cows.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Hancock County Farm Bureau President Joe Hagman says it's important for fellow farmers to not be too connected to the farm.
Farming's a way of life. So a lot of times that farm is just as important as a family member. Or I guess you could say the farm is a family member. And you just kind of got to realize sometimes you got to separate yourself from the business.
He notes at the end of the day, farming is where he still wants to be.
Mom's got pictures of me standing at the door when I'm 2 years old crying because I couldn't go to Owensboro, go to the parts, or get in the truck with Dad and haul grain. Or, you know, it's just something I always wanted to be. You know, when we were in first grade, second grade, or whatever, and everybody's saying, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, you had the normal answers. I wanted to be a farmer.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.